Podcast. The Daily Show, where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, a beacon of power sports energy for you to enjoy. I'm trying to stay out of the way so that you can enjoy the pooches. I don't want to steal that from anyone. The joy of on Puppy Cam. Darla, Bruce, together. O'Neal wandering around. I'm going to lay on the floor, dog. Let's bring in this legend. New start time for summer hours. Rick from TC Penn.
Hey. Good morning and happy week, Eric.
Hey, you know, new time, new day. My God, Rick, welcome.
This is nice. I like this.
I always try to keep everybody happy, you know?
You know, that's what they say about you.
I'm a little bit of a people pleaser. Do you know what a people pleaser is?
I've heard of them before.
Sometimes they get a bad rap. That
some former workers that you used to work with.
I'm sorry.
Maybe their opinion on that is.
Oh, they would. You know, no. I don't try to please the people that are closest to me.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know how it is. Welcome in. So glad you are here. How was the weekend for Rick?
Oh, it was a great weekend. I was out of town at an event. We packed up most of my inventory and set up a booth down in Indiana. And a bunch of my kids' friends came down to play. So it was a fun weekend in the sun.
Is it an outdoor event or an indoor event?
Outdoor, of course.
Okay, so you're not just... Okay, so you're playing and you're vending.
Yeah, I don't play very much of those. I did this one just because my kid and some of his buddies came down, and it's not a super busy event. If it's super busy, I kind of have a guilt trip about leaving the booth and leaving my guys to deal with it, but I was able to get on the field for a little while this time. It was a lot of fun playing with those guys.
Rick, OJ died last week. What is your memory of when that all unfolded?
I remember the low-speed chase. I remember the night that happened. I think the NBA Finals were on, and it was like a breaking news break-in. I remember when that happened, and obviously, you know, being the age that I am, you know, similar to your age, we followed the story from top to bottom. You couldn't help but see it whenever you turned on any source of media back then.
I remember thinking to myself, wait a minute. It was the first day that they said O.J. Simpson was a person of interest, and I went, whoa. Come on, because up to that point, the only thing we'd ever, because he was the person of interest, and then the low speed chase happened.
Yes.
So as soon as I heard person of interest, I was like, what the hell? You got to be kidding me. It was actually surreal as it all unfolded.
Yeah, that was, you know, I'm a sports fan and a football fan, first and foremost. And, you know, he was one of the all-time greats. At least I considered him that back then. And then to see that, you know, he was the person of interest. And then, you know, when you follow the trial, even though he wasn't found guilty. We all know what the truth probably is. You know, it was kind of a bummer because I put guys like that kind of up on a pedestal. Like, man, to be an all-time great and, you know, one of my favorite sports, that must be awesome. But then they're normal people, too. They're living with a bunch of demons. And he had some.
I was watching an interview with one of the jurors that was recorded shortly after the verdict was read. She was an African-American woman. And the person that was interviewing her said, people have said that this is payback for Rodney King. True or false? And she says, true.
Oh.
And the guy asked her, well, how does that make you feel? And she put her hands out like that, you know, she was
drugged.
Yeah. And the majority of the jury was black. And she said most of them felt that way, that this was payback for Rodney King. And that is a indicative of the times, you know, and the cultural ramifications that took place affected justice. And there isn't a goddamn thing anybody can do about that. That's shocking.
You know, it doesn't always work. And that's unfortunate to hear, because based on what we got to see, seems like the son of a bitch was guilty. You know, I mean, all the information that came out, you know, before, during, and after, it's like, man, you just want somebody like that to go away for a long time.
I was reviewing physical and DNA and eyewitness testimony and evidence since he died. And you kind of, it gets lost in your brain, but Kalen's blood, not Cato Kalen, Ron Goldman's blood was found inside of OJ's vehicle. And I mean, how else could that possibly be? My God.
Right.
But you know, they did because of the culture, there was the idea that it was planted, that was thrown out, and it was effective because you had a fucked up, white supremacist cop in Mark Furman.
What's that guy's name?
Mark Furman.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so this all, you know, played. It's all had significance. So, and from what I was talking to you about earlier about the Rodney King thing, that all played a part in it. And not to mention the Bruno Mali shoe print inside of his vehicle that had blood. I mean, it was a blood shoe print. Like, you could take a blood print, a shoe print from the crime site of OJ's shoe and match it to the blood shoe print on the inside of his vehicle that he never even fucking cared. He never had enough sense to clean the inside of the goddamn car.
Right, right.
So, oh my God, it was open and shut with any other person. But because of gigantic African-American figure in a community where they just beat the shit out of a black guy, and those cops got let off, if you recall. I mean, that led to the L.A. riots, and they eventually were convicted of federal crimes, but it all is interwoven in between, and it was a staggering time, to be sure. But in the end, I feel so terrible for the loved ones of the deceased. My God, I mean, it was all just, you know, and I was reading an excerpt from that book that OJ put out called If I Did It, which I don't know if you know this. The Goldman family, they have all the rights for that book, and they changed the title to I Did It.
Yes. Good for them. Fuck.
Yeah. And in it, he describes, which it's his confession is what it is. He describes being sneaking around. He would do this often, sneak around Nicole Brown Simpson's house to see if she was with a guy. And he was doing that same goddamn thing. And then it just so happened that Ron Goldman happened to walk in. And then that he assumed Ron Goldman was the boyfriend of Nicole. And it was just fucking terrible.
There needs to be a Where Are They Now with Cato Kalen. Where is that guy at?
He's actually come out of the woodwork since the death of OJ.
And has he? Anywhere. What does he have to say about it?
Not a lot. He just was kind of like, I got the impression that he was kind of like, missing being anybody caring about him, you know, and that you had a lot of that. Al Cowlings, you remember the guy that drove OJ around?
Yeah.
After that all went down, the next week he established a 1-900 number where you could call and ask him any question for $2 a minute about any topic except anything concerning O.J. Simpson or the alleged activities that went on. So how ridiculous is that? He's like, hey, I'm Al Collins. Ask me a question. And he made like $1 million off of that fucking thing.
15 minutes of fame, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then I see John is writing that there's that documentary on O.J. Simpson by ESPN called Made in America. It's incredible. Disturbing, but incredible. Hits on the cultural climate at the time as well. So just really, really fucked up, you know. All right. Well, what else is going on in your world, Rick?
I'm excited for the weather. You know what I mean? Get out to our cottage and do some of those outdoor type things. Spend some time with family. You know, kind of tis the season right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's. I love this. I love it so much. You know, everybody's like pollen in the air, so their allergies are going ape shit. But are you? Do you suffer from that?
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh, thank God. If you see somebody, there's just water pouring out of their eyes or snot. They're like, oh my God, I hate this so much. It's like, you poor thing. We are getting together on April 28th. Have you figured out what time we're going to start on Sunday, April 28th?
I like that late afternoon start so I can avoid the rest of my day. Let me make sure nothing else popped up on that day.
That would be 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that looks really good. We've been doing some work on our outdoor village. We split it into two fields. We can play it as one big field like we normally do. We can also play it as two smaller fields, and we're doing some work on that to kind of keep it fresh, so I think that should be fun.
Excellent. I love that. You looking forward to the NFL draft? It is right around the corner in Detroit.
I am. Yes, I am. I hope they're getting some, continue to load up that defensive and offensive lines. I think that's the key to everything.
Rick, I noticed that when I visit you at TC Paintball, you're listening to our good friends at GRD during the rest of the day. I got to tune you into Q100 so you can check that out.
I don't. Can I do that on just a radio without like a digital app?
You'd have to do it on the app.
So, yeah, GRD is the only traditional radio station in the area, I'm assuming. At least I haven't looked in a long time. I listen to a lot of Sirius now when I'm in my truck or XM.
Oh, I see.
When I'm here, it's just that radio is stuck on a station, and I keep it up high to keep it out of the way, so I never really even mess with it. So if I feel like we need some background music, I just turn that on. But normally, like if I'm running an event, I got a little Bluetooth device that I can just kind of stream some stuff from my phone. So I try to do some stadium-type rock, and not stadium rock, but stadium songs that you do that you play probably a lot of at a lot of your PA gigs. Moni Moni and... what's another one? Tequila. I like to play that stuff to get the crowd into it.
I love it. Stadium rock.
Stadium rock, not butt rock.
Right, right. Okay. Anything else on your mind cooking that you want to cover with us that you might want to discuss on the show?
I just got back from a road trip. So, the road rage is fresh on my mind because idiots can't drive. A lot of construction going on. I'm getting ready to swing the golf club. I don't know. It's just is the season. I don't have anything specific. I'm in a good mood, and I'm happy with the way things are going and anticipating things to come.
How many car lengths do you keep from the vehicle in front of you?
It's not a full one. It's a fraction of one.
Are you serious?
I mean, if you're in the wrong lane, my truck has resting get the fuck out of my way face.
Right, so right.
Right. Rearview mirror.
But why can't you? I mean, let's say the guy in front of you is going fast enough. Let's say you want to do 82 miles an hour, and he's doing 82. Do you get right on his ass?
Well, then I'm in the right lane.
I drive fast,
but I drive fast in the right lane if I can.
Right.
And if I need to pass, I'm in the left lane until I pass, and I get back over. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Right, right, right. But if you're, let's say, in the right lane, and you're at the speed you want to be at, are you going to get up on people's ass?
No. So if I'm doing 82, that's excessive. It's probably where I typically drive, but it is excessive. And I understand there's slower traffic out there that doesn't want to drive as fast. That's fine. Slower traffic, stay to the right. I'll get to the left and pass you. And then my goal is to get back over just in case anyone wants to do 80. I don't want to. I need to get the hell out of their way, right?
Yes. I just want to make sure that you're not tailgating people because that's ridiculous.
I am. I absolutely am.
I want to get.
I'm in the left lane, you're in the left lane, and you're not making any effort to get over.
Right.
Then I'm going to tailgate you. You need to get out of the way. That's the way it's supposed to work.
What drives me nuts is when I'm in the right lane, which is all the time, and I'm in the right lane, and the left lane is open, and people still tailgate me.
Okay.
I don't know why they do that. I'm like, you can pass me.
You're doing everything right, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, I'm always in the right lane. Hell, the other day, I was going so slow. I was doing 55 in a 70, okay, which is the absolute, actually, I was doing 57 in a 70, the absolute minimum you can go. I'm sorry?
Were you texting? Is that your problem? You probably didn't have your glasses on. You were trying to text.
No. I was doing, you see, my truck, I was trying to keep it over 19 miles a gallon. So I'm doing 57, and I even drive with my hazards on.
Come on. No, you don't.
I swear to God I do.
I don't understand people that do that. What are they trying to tell you?
Well, I do that because I'm going slow, and I want them to know way in advance that this is a slow vehicle.
No, you need to get the fuck off the interstate. If you're doing 57 in a 70 or a 75, you are in the wrong place. Turn the fucking flashers off and take the back roads.
But the speed limit says I can do 55. I'm over the speed limit.
With your flashers on, you stepped in a whole new world of ridiculousness for me.
Yeah, that's my thing. 57 in a 70. That, and a cop passed me.
And he was on his computer eating a donut and drinking a coffee and didn't even be there.
Yeah, so everybody in the chat is calling me, is insulting me. They're, well, I mean, they're saying such bad things about me.
You earned them.
Yeah, Chris calls me a flash hole. Rebecca's just laughing. Aram calls me a hypermiler. That's correct.
I love that, Chris. I'm using that.
Flash hole. Yeah, that's my thing. So I'm excited about that. And I kept it over 19 miles a gallon, so that's a big win for me.
Well, that is a win. I drive a big truck, too, and I mean, I rarely flirt with that number.
Yeah, you're damn right. 350? A 350 motor at 90, plus 19 miles per gallon? Fuck yes.
We were on vacation a few years ago, and my old truck, my old 2017, it had a setting on it where it would show you your mileage for the last 25 miles. My wife got in my truck and drove my truck for 26 miles and set the all-time high for me. I wasn't anywhere near it, and she blew me out of the water. I'm like, how the hell did she do that? She's like, because I don't drive like an asshole.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's true. My God. Becky says, easy, you drive that speed like you're 90 years old and blind. Oh my God, I've never gotten so much hate at one time from the audience.
I think this one is deserved. You don't always deserve it. Well, you mostly deserve it. There's some times you deserve it. This one's deserved.
Rick, as always, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. See ya. That is Rick from TC Paintball. That's true. I was cruising home from an afternoon of late morning, early afternoon of striping soccer fields. Went over to the shop, saw Timmy Mayer. Hey, Zayner! Hey, Zayner! And then on the way back, 57 miles per hour in a 70. I felt good about that. You can't honk at the guy who's in the right lane with his four ways on. Just a reminder, today, Act 1 of the Eric Zane Show podcast ends about 2 minutes before 11 a.m. Eastern or Big Fraud time for the critically acclaimed Q100 all-staff meeting via Zoom. With the show resuming right around 11:30, maybe a few minutes after that, for Act 2. Typically, Act 2 would be the second hour of the show, but today's a little funky because our beloved NFK has a 1 p.m. doctor's appointment with his liver doctor, which, from what I'm understanding, there's some alarming numbers there. We just had I'll give credit where it's due. When it comes to the NFK's liver, which a couple years ago he sat in front of a liver doctor who said, stop drinking or you're going to die. He hasn't drank a drink. He hasn't had a drop since then of alcohol. And right away, his metabolic readings recovered into the appropriate numbers, but for some reason, and then every 6 months he sees the liver specialist, and she, you know, is very involved in this, and she requested some blood work because every 6 months she takes a look at it. She took a look at it, and his sodium level is low. I forgot the term for it. Hyponatremia or something like that. He has low sodium levels because after you take the test, it shows up on the app. It says, hey, here you go. Well, they saw that in the office and they're like, hey, yeah, are you seeing what we're seeing? Yes. Okay, great. Well, we will discuss this when we see you. So I'm anxious to find out what is up with our boy today. I filled him in, thank God. Kenny writes, all that processed food and frozen food he eats and his sodium is low. Oh, no idea. I don't know how that works. So that will be discussed today. I just want to let you know because, you know, Act 1, Act 2, Act 2 is a little off because of that. So no big deal. While I was doing my phone call with Rick there from TC Paintball, you may have noticed me holding a weight. This is a 5-pound weight. And I'm doing like a sidearm shoulder lateral raise. That has been my thing for the last 48 to 72 hours. Raising my right arm. And all I can say is I get some relief from the discomfort I've been having from this. I don't know if it's a pinched nerve, but something is going on in there. And when I do this type of like exercise, it brings me relief. Ugh. But it gets exhausting, you know. It's remarkable. You're just 5 pounds of weight on the end of your hand, and you're moving it up and down. And it doesn't take much to wear me out, my God. So that is what's been going on. I mean, shit, this has been going on for more than a week now. And I know. I'm going to get this on the chat. God damn it, go see a chiropractor. I'm not ready to take that step yet. Badger 7419 writes, elbows over shoulders. What are you talking about? Am I doing this wrong? So you're saying I got to go higher? Is that what it is? Was I not doing that? Kevin NC46 writes, pinched a nerve. I think he means to say massaging, but he wrote from messaging the sausage. Been there before. Hope your recovery is fast. Maybe Badger 7419 by saying elbows over shoulders. It's a play on knees over toes, which is awesome. Knees over toes. My God, big fan. All right. Today is tax day. I have my information here during the insane asylum today on Q100. I was going over the ins and outs of what is what. This right here is my tax bill. My 1040-V payment voucher. You cut this thing off of here. You drop it in here. This envelope with a check for $17,247, which goes to the Internal Revenue Service. Fuck! Fuck me! That will pay for fuel for one United States fighter jet flying over Israel. I have just paid for a tank of fuel, jet fuel, to defend Israel. I don't know what the cost of a tank of jet fuel is. One can only guess, but I'm sure it's not cheap. Because over the weekend, and we had talked about this, we are now on the verge of our second war. Of being in our second war. We're already in one war with Russia by proxy, which a lot of that is held up by our own government fighting with each other about sending more cash to Ukraine so that they can continue our war with Russia. I sure hope that they get that straightened out and send as much as possible. Fuck, if I was president, I would send troops. One Iron Dome interceptor missile for Israel cost $200,000. So I paid for not even, 5% of one Iron Dome interceptor missile. Our second war began when Iran launched this shitbag attempt of an assault on Israel. Now, a lot of what they did was they fired off drones and slow-moving missiles from Iran, which bought Israel plenty of time to mobilize. This wasn't a quick strike. Iran doesn't exactly have the warfare capability of Israel, and God knows not the United States. If Israel wanted to, they could wipe Iran off the face of the earth. According to reports, 95% of the drones and missiles that the fuckface Iranians lobbed over at Israel were blown out of the sky. The piece of shit Iranian people are seen marching through the streets, waving their goddamn flags. And today on the Today Show, they showed, all right, here's the scene in Israel. And I'm not kidding you. People are walking down the street, drinking coffee. Guys at the cafe reading the newspaper. It's biz. No one even that. Whatever. What, Iran? Give me a fucking break. And then after Iran lobbed all that shit, Iran said, we consider this matter concluded. We will not attack anymore. What kind of that's bullshit. If you're going to do it big and then say, and we will fire more if we are provoked further. They actually might've said that. So this is all in retaliation because the Israelis blew up the Iranian consulate in the country of Syria and destroyed the building and killed some key members of whatever. They're Iranian. Who gives a fuck? So this was in retaliation to that. Dan says, so does this mean that dipshit America university students will be adding the Iranian flag to their idiotic protest now? That wouldn't surprise me. I told you about the story when Madison, you go to any college, it's all it is. They're like protesting for, supporting Palestine and Hamas, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So when that all started, Madison brought it up to me, and she's like, "Oh, we gotta support Hamas." I go, "Hold up here, you know what? You can do anything you want. You know, I didn't balk in any way. I did nothing but show you support when you told me about your love for chicks. Okay, but hold on here. What the fuck are you talking about? You're getting this all wrong. Don't fall in line with to be status quo at the university or the college." Okay, you got to let me teach you a thing or two about how this goes back. All right. And I gave her the lowdown about all of that. And I said, so that's why Israel is attacking Palestine. What do you think now? She goes, I had no idea. I go, no, you didn't have any idea because somebody said it at the goddamn college. So you're going to do it, too. I go, you know what, though? Don't go around and try to convince people at the school of this. You'll just get yourself in trouble. They're all fucking idiots. Nick writes, does she know Palestinians would throw her off a roof? Exactly. That's what I said. I go, they hate you, okay? Those people hate you. Maybe not. You might be able to get away with it because you kind of look like me and I look like an Iranian, so you might be able to get away with it. I could pass for a Palestinian, an Iranian, an Armenian, and a Jew. Tyler says, fact, 99% of hippie protesters don't really know what they're protesting for or against. And then Kenny adds, much like a drunk country fuck would throw a chair off a roof. LOL. So true. What was I talking about? What were we talking about? I mean, I know I was talking about Maddie, but what was I talking about before that? But anyway, U.S. says to Israel, yeah, okay. What did they damage? And I think there, I don't know if there was any loss of life. I think, believe it or not, a child was critically injured. Now, that enough is a, is that is enough to start a war with Iran, in my opinion. However, what I'm concerned with is the same way like World War II, you know, you had a galvanizing of these oddball countries that for like one day they weren't on the same page and the next day they were. Italy, Germany, Japan. You have Russia, we're already at war with. Then we'd have a Middle Eastern war. And don't forget about countries like China and North Korea, who would love to go up our ass with a wire brush. They would love to side with these assholes and create that type of unrest throughout the whole world. So I think the U.S. has to be very, very careful at this point. And I think it's all dependent on Israel. If Israel doesn't listen to the U.S., which they really haven't so far, when it comes to what they've done to the Palestinians, they've basically just wiped those people out. I don't know that they will. Either way, it's a little alarming. I mean, who the fuck wants another war? All right. Nick says, I'd call that college to bitch why I'm paying $50,000 to turn my kid retarded. I don't think it's the college's fault. You just have young people with idealistic liberal minds together. That's what it is. You know, it's the old when in Rome thing. I don't think the college is doing anything. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on what happens in the classroom. Anyway. I think we've all been there if we've went to college. Like Nick there, he didn't go to college. I mean, basically graduated high school, and then the next day he was like in the trades. Maybe like years before that even. Cole says a terrible thing. He says, idealistic liberal minds, a.k.a. retarded. That's a horrible comment. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. There is nothing wrong with being idealistic. I'm idealistic. By the way, being culturally liberal is spectacular. You're calling me retarded, is what you're doing. Why would you do that to your old pal EZ? Kevin NC46 adds, nah, it's certainly the universities. Certainly, certainly. They've been indoctrinating youth forever. Commie professors and the like. All right, all right. Kenny is requesting 600 seconds for Cole. No, I'm not giving 600 seconds for that. Again, I don't think you're understanding where 600 seconds comes from. 600 seconds goes to people who break the certain rules that that I put forth in the chat. There is no rule breaking going on in the chat. It's an excellent chat. That's ridiculous. All right. For those of you that are watching the show on Facebook and X, I have to let you go. And it's unfortunate that I'm letting you go because I'm about to get in what goes on when I simply do my job, podcasting-wise. I just finished posting my free clip for the world to listen to. It's just a 7-minute clip that I post on Facebook and X and encourage people to listen to of Who Are These Free Beers, episode 17, Short Fuse Free Beer. And Ben and I did this nearly hour-long show on Patreon. So I post the 7-minute clip for people to listen to, and if they want the full thing, they can go ahead and sign up for it on Patreon for free. And every single time I do that, I get a handful of white knighters who come in and they cannot handle that I produce that show. Their first statement usually is, several things. First of all, there's references to getting fired and shit like that. Okay, cool. Then there's references to, you can't do your own show. You have to ride their coattails and shit like that. And then there's, you're just not over it. This is embarrassing for you. And it's the same thing every goddamn time. And no matter how many times I have the conversation about how much my audience loves Who Are These Free Beers and how many people I have won over who either just enjoy it and or hate listen to it and pay me money for it. Despite all that, the uproar and backlash that I receive is always off the charts. And all I do is I write, hey, here's the latest. This is what we talked about. Check it out here. That's it. Oh, my God. The butt hurt is, oh. I'm going to read to you. Some guy sent me a personal message. It wasn't on like a Facebook comment. He sent me a message through Messenger. And, oh, my God, this guy is just, he's had it. I will get to that as soon as I say goodbye to these folks on Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to hear that, you got to get it on Twitch where the show is. See, I've got Twitch going right now. I've got Facebook going right now. I've got X going right now. And I've got YouTube going right now. The only one after I hit a button that will be hearing that will be Twitch. So go to Twitch, either download the app and then search Eric Zane Live or go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's all you got to do. Thank you. I'll see you there. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. The open and live stream of the show brought to you by Berlin Raceway. We've got racing April 20th, the icebreaker. It won't be the warmest, but the tickets are $10. And go in there, bring a cooler with all your snacks. You're welcome to do that. The parking is free at Berlin Raceway always. It's the best value in entertainment and, frankly, fantastic entertainment. Racing starts. Away you go. Beer is cheap. You're damn right it's cold at the icebreaker. You're going to have a few pops anyway, so with your DD, so you won't even feel it. Have a great time. Berlin Raceway is back. Head to their website, berlinraceway.com, for tickets. Thank you to Berlin Raceway for being a sponsor for year number 3 of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'm so excited to have them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. berlinraceway.com for tickets, and I'll be showing up once a month at the track to hang out with you. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Oh, my God. I love these guys. Back for year number two. So here's what's up. First of all, when it comes to places that install pools and are a pool shop and things like that, and they don't actually have a brick and mortar building. They do at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Head over there for all of your pool supplies. You might need some chlorine pucks, some shock, the big bucket full of that. If you got a pool and you buy pool supplies, I want you to buy them from the Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Here they are. And they want to install a pool for you. Let your dream pool design begin right now. Wouldn't you like a pool like that in your backyard? You can get started by calling them at 616-457-0500. 616-457-0500. We're early enough in the season that they can get started on it immediately. Okay? You wait much longer, it'll be next year because people are lining up for that pool installation. 616-457-0500. They also do pool openings, pool closings. I don't fuck with that shit. I call these folks up. I say, yep, okay, take care of the pool. Love you. Thank you so much. They send you a bill. You pay it. Boom, you're done. I can't do that. So the Jennison Pool and Spa Depot, thepoolandspadepot.com is their website. Thank you to Jeremy out the door for being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So cool. All right. I got more. Hang on. I got another sponsor I got to get to. Oh, King's Room Barbershop. My God. Andy and Colleen over at King's Room Barbershop, three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Kingsroom.net, the website. That gives you exact locations, hours. $19 a haircut. And also schedules there on the website. They are awesome. If you are a guy or a chick who likes short hair, get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop. Kingsroom.net. That is their website. And finally, before I get to this message from this crybaby fucking Freebird and Outwing Show fan, thank you to Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance. Setting you up for retirement with Medicare, Social Security, any type of money-saving plans and investments you want to think about, you need Frank Fuss. He's a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. He can help you out in all of those sectors. Not to mention, he can help you out, pardon me, with Obamacare, getting you set up on the marketplace. That would be Frank Fuss. My Policy Shop Insurance, find him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay and that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes, they walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com, for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores. Starting around May 20th, this thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. Okay. So, this is how it went for me, because we did a fantastic edition of a Big Fraud Saturday. And it was so much fun. Loved it. Ben and I did the Who Are These Free Beers show. It was a big hit. Here's what we talked about. And this is what I do. I make the show. I post it on Patreon. I get a little snippet of it. And then I make it available for people who are not on Patreon so that they can hear it and think, oh, well, that's kind of funny. I enjoyed that. Or I got to hear what else they talked about. And then they go to Patreon, they sign up for 7 days free, and then they hear it. So this is all I wrote. Free clip. Who Are These Free Beers? Episode 17, Short Fuse Free Beer. Hear it here. And then I wrote, full show on Patreon. Ben Glaze and EZ lean into the fair use laws to present a review of one of America's top radio shows in this episode. Free Beer was featured in a clip where he gave the odd reason why he loves when an eclipse happens. Ben pulled clips from a segment that the crew did when Hot Wings had the day off. The bit featured, stop me if you've heard this, a wacky game where each member of the show sings a song doing the best impression of Hot Wings. The quickest way to derail Free Beer is to fire off a snarky email or text to the Burn King about their show. EZ has an example of this, followed by a clip of Greg attacking a fictitious audience member who represents the average disgruntled listener. This one's an all-timer as it illustrates the recent trend of Greg's shortening fuse and intensity of his responses. And finally, a target-rich environment for clips for this show is any FBHW segment where they review a video and make up quote-unquote jokes on the fly. EZ and Ben check out another segment where the crew does just that. All right. So, my God, when I post these, I expect there to be, like this shows, a handful of people that like it, whatever. It's an announcement for you to check it out. But I get members who are of their audience come onto my page and to blister me about doing this. My God. I do not expect 94 comments. Now, a lot of those are me engaging these assholes about this shit. Some are some of you. I appreciate that. I apologize that you had to take any of your time of your day to speak on my behalf. You don't have to do that. It's hysterical, frankly. And I encourage it. I love it when the members of their audience show up there to beat me up. Because that does nothing but help me. Nothing but help me. The way Facebook works is when they see that a post that is suddenly getting traction, it'll show up in more people's feeds. I was up to my usual tricks as Eggs Benedict wrote rent-free, suggesting that I'm doing this because I can't get him out of my head. Ooh. And I wrote, oh no. A dude who looks like this and collects Yu-Gi-Oh cards is talking shit. That was followed up by this guy, William Ingram, who said something insulting about me. And I wrote, ha, 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 ha. This fossil with free beer hair is going for it. He really does have free beer hair. My God. That's what Free Beer's hair looks like. So anyway, I went back and forth with these people for hours. It was great. Chris refers to that picture as a kid toucher. So again, I'm just minding my own fucking business, doing what I've done for, over half a decade. And then they're like, oh, you can't make fun. You can't do that. Oh, my God. And then today I wake up, I roll out of bed, and it continues. Steve Vorano. I don't know who that fucking is. Eric Zane. You need to stop this free beer and hot wings slamming podcast crap. By the way, something I've noticed about these people, they all look, they look dumb. Not only do they look dumb, but they write dumb. Like very basic, simple things, mistakes made, not knowing which form of to use, like T-O, T-O-O, T-W-O, writing a lot as one word, writing the word yourself as two words. You need to stop that happens here. Slamming Freebird and Hot Wings. You are losing listeners and supporters. Stop slamming listeners who are telling you to stop. They are telling you to stop because you are going too far and losing them. You need to listen for once. And he goes this route by trying to compliment me. Zane, you have a great talent, which you have built a following who supports you, believes in you, and wants to be entertained by you. You have exceeded everyone's expectations of you and excelled. Why slam the past? I end up answering his questions, so just hold tight. What you are doing with Three Beer and Hot Wings is what a controlling parent would do in a divorce to a child. Oh, my God. These people are giving me way too much credit. Instead of saying it's okay to enjoy both parents, you are acting like a controlling asshat and slamming the other parent. Why? Because a small percentage of your followers laugh, but a larger percentage turn away? You listen to the wrong people. Look, dude, I don't know what you're looking at, but I know what I'm looking at. And the number that I look at is dollars and cents. The only number I give a fuck about is the one that's in my pocket. You dumb fuck. You think I'm doing this because it's fun and wacky? You know how much fucking money I've made from this, you stupid bastard? God damn. You have been successful. Oh, I got to get to my staff meeting. I will pick this up after the staff meeting during Act 2. It's going to start right after 11:30, big fraud time. I'm so sorry that I have to do this to you, but I can't wait to get to the rest of this. This is so blue-balling you, I know, but you have something, you always have something to look forward to if I'm talking, so this is going to be great. I can't tell you how happy I am when I see this happening, all right? Oh, my God. Anyway, go to my post and read it for yourself. The one where I promote who are these free beers. Again, minding my own business on my own goddamn page. I don't like share it to another page. I don't like tag the Segment 18 page. I don't do any of that shit. I'm putting it on my page. My God. Okay. I will be back, and if you're listening to the audio podcast of this show, it's just going to smash all together. It'll be perfect. You won't miss. You won't have any delay, of course. So thank you so much for enjoying this, but I'll be back, and don't make it a point. 11:30-ish, a little bit after, I'll start this show up again. So I'll talk to you then. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we are back. We're back. Act 2. Act 2 of the Eric Zane Show podcast for Monday, April 15th, 2024. I just learned that if you leave like the show open from Act 1 and then easy, I would start the show Act 2. If you're on the receiving end of that, that can be startling. As I guess it was, I conclude Act 1. And everybody goes, ah, fucking, all right, he'll come back. And, of course, that's true. And poor Kenny, I guess. I start the show with that. And oh, my God, I fucking scared the shit out of me, son of a bitch, motherfucking shit. God damn. He writes, mental note, don't leave this open with the volume turned all the way up. I jumped out of my skin. Did you have like your earbuds in, or was it like just flying out of the speakers of the PC or your iPhone or whatever the fuck? He says, no, just his phone on his desk. Tyler writes, scared me back into back pain. Ow! Ow, I hate my back. Dude, this shoulder deal. This is so crazy. I keep having to do these shoulder raises to stop this uncomfortable pain. I'm trying to get out of taking acetaminophen. Tylenol. I can only take Tylenol because I have one kidney. I can't take any NSAIDs, NSAIDs, because those are metabolized through your, filtered through your kidneys, and it's a strain on them. So if you take two Aleve, it goes through your kidneys, you know, and you don't want to take too much of it because it can harm your kidneys. You want to stick with the required dose. But if you only got one kidney, you can't take those. So you got to stick with Tylenol, which is filtered through your liver. And I don't want to do that because I want to, it's just a pain in the ass. God damn. So instead of actually taking pain medicine, all I do is I do these shoulder raises with the 5-pound dumbbell over and over, like for the past 72 hours, my right shoulder is going to be totally jacked. Like if I viciously pound my putt with my right arm, I'm really going to be able to maybe even get a little goo out of it. Kenny continues to maintain chiropractor. I refuse to do that. I'm not quite ready for that. To me, that is a last ditch thing. I'm not that big of a chiropractor guy. Now, if I go see Byers and he says, EZ, you got to go to a chiropractor. We'll see. We just finished up the staff meeting. Resisting the urge to talk about it. But the amount of time, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but people have a tendency to do this particular thing where, and this for a guy with ADHD, this is not easy for me to process this. Like when I'm out in the wild and I come upon somebody who, when they're talking, they take the long way or they restate the same thing more than once, you know, I get, or if I'm having a phone conversation with somebody who they're changing a couple words, but they're saying the same thing over and over again. Several times I get the urge to look, hey, I got it. Quit. That's what I used to do on the radio, on GRD. When people would do that shit, I'd say, yeah, we don't need, stop. This has gone on too long. Stop. Sometimes that happens. Drives me up a wall. All right. Let me get back to what I was discussing with you about how I really, really struck a nerve with my friends on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Not the show, but the fans of the show. Again, here I am minding my own business, doing what I've been doing forever. And the amount of butt hurt when I just post a publicity post about, hey, check out the show. You might like it. Here's a free clip and the full show's on Patreon. And every time I do that, I get a few more people that sign up. Either they just want to hear what it sounds like, whatever. It works. I'm telling you, it works. It's been great. Been nothing but success. For the amount of work that I put into it, it should be that way. But this Steve Verano, let's continue with what he said. What you are doing with Freebird and Hot Wings is what a controlling parent... Oh, no, I read that. And why? Why? Because a small percentage of your followers laugh, but a larger percentage turns away. You listen to the wrong people. It's like, you're full of shit. First of all, I guess I don't know. I know. I don't know that I know, but I know that you don't know. All right? I can only go by, first of all, I enjoy it. It's fun. Second of all, it's been nothing but positive for me on my Patreon, which is more than just people listening to the free platform. These people pay for it. They give me actual money to subscribe to the show. You have no idea what I get from that. There's no way you could. Steve Verano continues. You have been successful in spite of yourself. What a horrible thing to say. Because you have a talent. This is the pep talk portion. Use that talent to build yourself. Two words. He's supposed to be yourself, right? Which is one word. Yourself. Your show, your brand, and your sponsors. And stop worrying about the past. Be positive. Yeah, fuck you. My brand is the same that it's been since forever. I have always done this. If I did anything other than what I'm doing right now, okay, that would not be on brand. This is on brand. My brand is to do what I'm doing right now. Chris says it sounds like Justin. Yeah, take all your positive shit and stick it up your fucking asshole. Your sunshines and rainbows bullshit. Be positive. Create value, he writes. You have so much more valuable when you do your own thing. Dude, this is my own thing. You are losing people by slamming others. Disagree. Let me run this by you, audience members listening to the free podcast. I want you to assess what I do. Now, if you're on the fence, I don't know, maybe you're not on the fence, maybe you're lockstep with what I talk about, what I say, what I do. Can you please let me know? Do you think I'm on the right track being myself, doing what I'm doing right now? Do you listen because I'm doing this right here? Or tell me why you listen. What is interesting to you about it? Am I wrong? Rebecca writes, yes. Now, Rebecca was a longtime listener over there, and she came over to the dark side not long ago. Now, you folks on the chat, you're like my P1s. Those are the ones that I turn to who have the most input or most response to what I do because we have this little dance, this little conversation. But, I mean, why? Why is it that this intrigues you? There's got to be a reason for it because I think this guy's fucking crazy. Chris says, bull in a china shop. That's why we're all here. Doing anything different would be weird, LOL. Bob says, I listen because you're an ass, and I find that entertaining. Perfect. By the way, Chris, we drove over to Rangers yesterday to paint the fields, and they were packed. So it was going to get done yesterday, but we went over to Hudsonville Christian, did them. And then we wandered over to Hudsonville Athletic Complex, did that. We were going to head over to the Soccer Bowl and to Rangers, and there was games going on. I was going to do it again, man. I was going to do a great job. Anyway, somebody like, what the fuck are you talking about, EZ? Donut Dan says, you do what you've always done. Piss off snowflakes. Steve continues, my life won't change if you decide to take this to heart, EZ. But your life might be by earning back the listeners who've been asking you to change. Best of luck to you. Oh, no. I started out polite. I gave him the thumbs up. I went, nah, I can't leave it there. I wrote, thanks for the input, friend. My life has changed. Patreon subscribers surge every time a new Who Are These Free Beers drops. Despite your claim that I'm losing audience, what's actually happening is the audience. Is the opposite, actually. That's why I do the show. It makes me money. Have a nice day. And then I wrote, P.S., I'm fairly certain you don't listen to my podcast in the first place. He writes, I used to. That's my point. Dozens of people I know used to. Also, but don't anymore for what I'm trying to tell you. Best of luck. Then I corrected the grammatical errors. It's T-O and it's anymore, not any more. And then I wrote, prove it. I said, what's interesting is that 9 out of 10 people on the Segment 18 Facebook group tell me they love it. That is not true. I wrote that hoping that this dickhead would post my post on the Segment 18 Facebook page. Then I searched him out on my Patreon. He's never in 5.5 years supported me on Patreon. I said, weird. Your name doesn't come up as having supported me on Patreon. You really couldn't have been that big of a fan. Now, could you? Take your soft-spoken, friendly bullshit and stick it up your ass. And that's what I finished with. You got to finish strong with these fucking people. You know? Fuck that. My God. Trump is on trial. Criminal trial against a former president. It's never happened before in the history of the country. This is fantastic. Trump is on trial for, I guess, hush money payments to a porn star? Whatever. I mean, if I had an affair with a porn star and I didn't want anybody to know about it and I was rich, you're goddamn right I'm going to pay off a porn star to keep her mouth shut. You cannot fault the guy for trying. If that's the case, Trump says, I don't know who this person is. And yes, I will take the stand in my own defense. Yes, this is awesome. We want this. All right. I don't even know what they say in this story, but I'm going to check it out.
With history in the making, the start of Donald Trump's criminal trial, a first for a former president.
Jury selection is now underway in the hush money case brought by Manhattan's district attorney. Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records.
Did you just say chump?
And could attorney Chump? Trump is charged with 34
called him chump.
Counts of falsifying business records and could face up to 4 years in jail. Prosecutors allege this was done to conceal payoffs used to hide damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. The case centers around allegations.
There's Stormy. I could do with no music while they do this story.
Trump tried to suppress various sex scandals with hush money. That includes a $130,000 payment to adult film star.
She's cute.
Stormy Daniels, paid via his former fixer and lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Court is now in session.
She's got that kind of sort of beat up look, which I like that. I am, you know, I'm like, Diana, why don't you put on more eye makeup and slut it up? I would encourage that behavior.
The judge is on the bench, and Trump, who denies any wrongdoing in the case, was seen arriving at court about an hour ago, just before.
He's so annoyed.
Jury selection began. He had this to say about this unprecedented trial.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. It's the assault on our country.
We've got NBC News National.
Turns into press conference.
Correspondent Yasmin Vesugian outside the courthouse. She
Armenian.
Joins us now. Yasmin, good morning. So we heard from Mr. Trump there. That was just about half hour ago or so. How did he appear as he arrived at the courthouse?
He obviously said he was actually looking forward to being here. But then what we're getting from inside the courtroom, because I just want to kind of walk you guys through what we're seeing, right? We don't necessarily have cameras inside the courtroom, but we do have producers on the ground in the courtroom, in the overflow room as well. They're giving us live notes throughout the time period.
Yeah, get to it. We don't give a fuck how you're getting the notes, Vesuvian. Just tell us what the fuck is up.
In which he's been in there, and he has said, while Donald Trump has continued to kind of whisper.
This is where the report could start.
In the ear of his attorney, Todd Blanche, there's been a lot of whispering going back and forth. It seems a half hour into this thing, because by the way, the trial has started.
Oh, I can't take it. I can't take it. She's said nothing. Not a thing. God damn. Username, I can't see it. My eyes are too bad. Writes, she, Stormy Daniels, has that, quote, I've had thousands of loads on my face look. Oh, my God. Now, right away, they're trying to determine whether or not they're trying to show. I guess there was some talk. About Trump and prosecutor wants to introduce infamous Access Hollywood tape as evidence. That is the, excuse my language, because I know this. I mean, it's weird for me to say excuse my language. I say fuck all day, but the infamous grab them by the pussy tape, which look, let's talk about the grab him by the pussy moment with Billy. What's his name? Billy Batts? No, Billy Bush. The recording was taking place. They didn't know they're being recorded. Trump says he likes to grab women against their will by the pussy. Okay. Now, That's a fucking horrible thing to say. I don't know whether Donald Trump really does that. I don't know if he's ever assaulted anybody. I don't know if I even, though, want to give him benefit of the doubt of what he was trying to say. I don't want to go there. Okay? I will tell you, though, that I have said some horrible shit in my life when I didn't know I was being recorded. That probably would make that sound like a goddamn picnic. Okay? Absolutely. That's all I can say about that. Like, the other day, I was talking with Diana about the dog licking her asshole. Now, if that was recorded and no one knew, and it was like, I didn't know I was being recorded, and all of a sudden it's being played on the news about Easy talking about his wife getting her asshole licked by the dog. Oh my God. I would be on here like going, I didn't know I was being recorded. I don't know. Maybe people would laugh at that. They know what to expect with me, just like they know what to expect with Trump. But anyway, that's just a side note. Prosecution wants that to be introduced to the court, to the story. Why? Why would you want the grab them by the pussy deal be admitted? But the prosecutor, Joshua Steinglass, said that the DA's office wants to admit a transcript of the infamous Access Hollywood tape that resurfaced ahead of the 2016 presidential election. The district attorney's office said the tape contains an admission of sexual assault, though he acknowledged that they cannot show the tape itself during the trial. Okay, so that would mean, that, I don't know, read it or show it up on a screen and go over it point by point. I don't know. And what I'm curious about is, all right, yeah, he said that. I don't know if that necessarily means he's committed sexual assault. I have no idea. I can only assume. But why? What does that have to do with whether or not he paid hush money to Stormy Daniels? I mean, isn't that what this trial is all about? When we were hearing that reporter go on and not say anything about what we want to hear? This is a classic example, by the way, of a reporter who literally has nothing to say, and they just throw it to her, and she just says nothing for 2.5 minutes. All right. Now, I'm here for all of this. This is fantastic. All right. Now, if he is convicted and actually has to go to jail for this, can you imagine what's going to happen with the asshole base of Donald Trump? They're going to lose their fucking shit. My God. So this has potential to be extremely entertaining. I predict he will lose. And I predict that it will be goddamn chaos. And I don't think this changes anything about him being the next president. This sets up an opportunity for Trump to be convicted of this felony charge, more than one felony charges, win the presidency, and then exonerate himself. My God. God help us all. Donut Dan says they might riot in Seattle and San Francisco. Donut Dan says it sounds like normal NFL locker room talk. That is tame next to most Americans. That was my point. I say terrible things all the time. And you would never accuse me. You wouldn't believe me. You would know it's just me being an asshole. That's all I'm saying. Grain of salt. Besides, it didn't fucking matter when he said it, when it was brought about the first time. He won an election. That like powered him to new heights. Nobody cared. Bob says, oh no, Trump banged a porn star and told her to keep her mouth shut. Who cares? Clinton got a BJ from a chubby intern and people only cared that he denied it. Well, the only charge that was that Clinton was faced with was lying. Perjury. And what their what Trump is being charged with is a felony crime. And they're going to work very hard to convict him. And I think they actually will convict him. I do. That will add to the circus. It isn't going to matter anyway. Chris says, and Biden molested his daughter, but nobody gives a shit. Well, I don't know that. I haven't heard that one. I've never heard that said before. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that Joe Biden molested his daughter? Really? I mean, I guess. Nick writes, you should hear how us tradesmen talk. It's way worse than locker room talk. Oh, don't act like it's just you tradesmen. It's everyone. Everyone says that. Crazy shit. Chris says, no, seriously, it's in her diary. I don't know. I will look it up. I don't want to look it up right now. In fact, send me a link. Okay? If you could. Username writes, we all want to bang a porn star and jizz on their face, don't we? Then he writes, except EZ because his yogurt cannon is broke. You know, you don't have to do that. I already feel bad enough already that I am not a man anymore. Dear God, you sick fuck. Thanks for the reminder. All right. Okay, I'm way behind on my sponsors. So I want you all to listen to these sponsors. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 announcements that I have to do. And know that I put a lot of time and energy into them being here. And I want you to listen to every single word that I say. Because if you don't, well, my life will end. Okay, it's very important that you pay attention. Because I know some of you tend to bump ahead. And that's total bullshit. Because if you do bump ahead, you won't know about where to go to buy an ATV or get a haircut and shit like that. So don't be an asshole and bump ahead. Okay? Is that a deal? Can I trust you? Anyway, you never know when something funny is going to happen on the sponsors. That's the only thing I can say to keep you hanging around here, because you have all the goddamn power. As you know, Impact Power Sports sponsor this studio. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, zero-turn radius mowers, Yamaha golf carts. Go to Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Check out all that they have to offer. Or go to their website, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. The Vouch store is open for you right now. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. Several products for you to buy. Vouch is where we combine creators with small business, like Camp Craft cocktails, a dried, dehydrated fruit in a mason jar that you fill up with booze, so you have fruit-infused booze. More details at my Vouch store. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. Car repairs. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. All makes and models, EVs, hybrids, old-fashioned combustion vehicles. There you go, Irvine's. Badger 7419 says, we need a yogurt cannon update. I don't think we do. It doesn't work. All right, I'll give you a quick update. I can satisfy my wife, but not myself. Boner is not a problem. I can get a full raging boner. But the yogurt cannon is about as effective as the Iranian Air Force firing rockets into Israel. There you go. Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Tune up the AC because it's starting to get warm. Get on the schedule today, 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you that it's time to get into a mortgage. We'll be waiting on rates to go down. But until they do, get in your mortgage now. Start paying on your home. When they drop, refi. It's still better than paying some slumlord, for fuck's sake. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. TC Paintball. We had Rick from TC Paintball on earlier. We got a paintball war coming up April 28th. I got the Mexicans are going to be there. I got Matt Kuiper's going to be there. That's the only time he gets out of the house from raising his kids. My God. Little buddy Kevin Kuipers should be there. I'm trying to get a whole group of people. You can join me April 28th at TC Paintball, 5 p.m. start. Outdoor play at TC. Last but not least, Green Medicine Shop. They got a 420 sale going on over 2 days this week, Friday and Saturday, 419 and 420. You can spend $60 and get 30 pre-rolls at the 420 sale. All the details at their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. MedicineShop.com. All right. Today's asshole of the day. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Unfortunately, I got to make it the Free Beer and Hot Wings fans who are all fucking butthurt that I'm making a living reviewing their fucking favorite show. Fuck you. Fuck you and the fucking horse you rode in on, asshole. That is your asshole of the day. Brought to you by TC Paintball. My apologies for Act 1, Act 2, and abbreviated Act 2, but the NFK has to be in front of the liver doctor coming up at 1 p.m. So there you go. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you on the Patreon after I get back from the doctor's office. So busy. So much fun. Thank you, folks, for being here. Till next time. Bye-bye.